It's here on your website. Mindset Media Radio. Yes, for those of you who are listening to us, welcome to Mindset Media Radio. I'm very excited because let me even start with prayer. And I say, Father God, we activate this show with prayer. We activate this listening radio podcast with intervention and intercession of prayer. And I say, Father, let your blessings move forward. Let your grace move forward and bring healing in the midst of your people. Bring salvation in the midst of your people. Let your will be unveiled in the midst of your people. And I decree by the word of God that the spirit of forgiveness is enabling us to give. The spirit of forgiveness is enabling us to reach in the realm where we give towards the development, the activation of innovation, spiritual inspiration and motivation towards our community. Let me just declare this, and I say this as we start our show today. I decree that you are blessed, and the vessel that you are in, which is the human body, extends. There is extension how we express ourselves, and the expression of ourselves is to give. Whatever that comes in our existence, which is our vessel, which is the human body, we give it out. We receive by receiving you. That's why the highest level of life that sustains our body is the oxygen we breathe in, and we also breathe out. So remember, when you breathe in, you must breathe out, which means you receive and give. Receive and give. Life exists on those two things, receiving and giving. So I've got to declare today that we are talking about forgiveness, to be able to forgive, to be able to be in the status of utilizing your ability to give. That's what we are talking about, the ability to be able to give. The scripture says that God so loved the world. How did he express the energy of love? He expressed it by giving his only begotten son. So the expression of how God expressed love, it was the status of giving. Now, who was he giving to? He was giving to the world. Now, was the world in the status of being worthy to be given to? That's a big question. I don't think that when he gave to the world was in the status of being worthy. Because the Bible says unto us, yet we were sinners, but we were redeemed by the giving of an offering that God gave. Yeah. So in our dimension of giving, we've got to understand that there is a level, there are many different ways of giving. In fact, the word to forgive comes out of the word to give, the ability to be able to give. Sometimes you can give your children because they need to eat. You buy them clothes because they need those clothes. Yeah, so you're buying that and you're doing that as a responsibility over your family that you already have from God. But then there is a responsibility of interceding, praying for the community, and making your community better. So in that dimension of giving, to better and to develop our community, to develop others. Or I could be going through some sickness, I could be going through some diseases, some resistance, some kind of ability that is dysfunction in my own body, then it means that the body is lacking the capacity of giving. Every time somebody is feeling slow, every time somebody is feeling down, in fact, doctors recommend that most of the time when people are getting attacked by sicknesses and different pains in the human body, it's the fact that they are refraining themselves from forgiving, which means from giving what they have in their possession to be able to give to somebody. So in the art of giving, we give. But then you ask yourself, who you're giving, is he worthy? You love your children, you give them anyway because they are your children. And sometimes when they misbehave, we compromise that. And we still give them because that's our responsibility and it's their entitlement. So you still give them in spite of who they are and how they behave. But now when it looks like you have other people surrounding your neighborhood, how do we approach that? So the neighbor insulted you, or your friend insulted you, or your family member insulted you, are you able to be in the capacity to give? Now, there are different types of giving. There's a giving that somebody needs, but there's a giving of healing. When you're going to create healing energies, you're going to create restoring energies, redemption, energies that redeem something, energies that creates a betterment of energies that makes a place better, makes an environment better. That's why the Bible says that when God came into the environment of the earth, and it was so selfish, it was so self-ego, it was so privately interested in its own personal interests, there was violence, there was anger, there was bitterness in the environment of the earth, but it still functioned in the dimension of giving. Hallelujah. God still expressed his ability to give, and that's why the scripture says, God so loved the world that he gave to the world. How did he give to the world? Was the world in the status of being worthy to be given to? Of course, no. But he still gave to activate what? So that the place that is selfish, self-egoistic, angry, bitter, greedy in within itself, that it may also be able to access the energies of giving. So there is a type of giving that prays for people, and you give prayer, where people pray for you, even praying for your weaknesses or praying for life to become better, the betterment, the development of life, the getting rid of demonic forces and energies that are negative, so that we may reach to the place where we can exchange love, we can exchange the attributes of giving, attributes of generosity, attributes of tithing, attributes of kindness. These are attributes, emotions, anger, bitterness, revenge, resentment. These are emotions. So if we want to come out of our emotional status of extreme emotionalism that is hindering us to function well, we need to enter into the attributed status of doing things or giving to the environment that we are in. We give generosity, we give kindness, we give goodness, we behave righteously, integrity, faithfulness, time management, doing things on time to respect others due to the fact. And what are we doing? We are healing the energies that are selfish. We are healing the energies that are self-egoistic. We are healing the... This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Courthouse, celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.